Today is Sunday, December 18th, 2022, and this...
Uber is launching self-driving cars in Las Vegas. Because you know what they say, what happens in Vegas will probably kill some pedestrians.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 857. Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm good. It's the week before Christmas.
Are you festive?
I am. As always, the week before Christmas, we do our big 500 by Midnight Christmas Jamboree show.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is. Longtime listeners have been looking forward to it. Always enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Our big festive Christmas Jamboree. So welcome.
What does that consist of?
Same as every other week. It's just the week before Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, welcome everybody. We're here to do a podcast for you. And this podcast is listener supported by great folks who are our patrons on Patreon. We have a new patron this week, Paul Prackle. I knew I was going to mess that up. Pratchell? Let's go with Pratchell. Sorry, Paul. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard to the name fuck up train. He joins long-time podcast supporters, including Steve McGuire, Paul and Donna Laughlin, Doug Montgomery, Carl Burgess, Corianne Ichimura, and many others. Thank you to these and all of our patrons. We do appreciate you. If you would like to support the podcast and maybe hear your name butchered by me, you can do so at patreon.com/500. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you, and that's what we do here. All right, we've got a tidy little Christmas Jamboree show today.
All right.
A couple updates, and then we're going to get out of here, and we're going to be even more festive without microphones on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day of festivities.
Are you going to wrap yourself in lights and dance around the house?
Maybe, if that's something you'd like to see, I suppose I could do something like that. All right, as we mentioned on the last show, Hard Rock is taking over the Mirage. We've been talking about it a lot lately. And on Friday, the Nevada Gaming Commission approved Hard Rock International's purchase of the Mirage. The deal is set to close, and Hard Rock will take over the operations of the Mirage at 6:01 a.m. tomorrow morning, Monday morning. It will continue to be the Mirage, as we have discussed in the past.
Signage isn't coming down just yet.
No, it'll be a while. So what's going to happen is once Hard Rock takes over, MGM Rewards will no longer be the loyalty program at the Mirage. It will now be Unity, which is the Hard Rock loyalty program. So you'll need to get yourself a new player's card upon your next visit.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one from another Hard Rock location, that'll work as well. They're very proud of their loyalty program being accepted at all of their properties worldwide. I watched the meeting, and that was one of the things they really highlighted.
Huh. Yeah. Isn't that kind of the purpose of the loyalty program?
Kind of, like, but a lot of them aren't. Look at Four Queens and Binion's just combined after how many years?
Oh, yeah.
And that's just two properties. So I would imagine behind the scenes it's probably quite an ordeal to get that many properties on the same system. But anyway, so yes, most of the details were discussed on last week's podcast because they discussed them during the Gaming Control Board meeting the previous week. However, there were a couple things that came up during the commission meeting that I thought we had mentioned.
I'm like, hey, aren't you going to nap? No, I have this exciting commission meeting to listen to.
I was on there for an hour and a half or so. CEO Jim Allen again spoke. I'm impressed with that guy. I like he gives off a genuine vibe about him. Didn't seem like a typical corporate bullshitter. And he knew his stuff.
Okay.
The commission was very impressed by him as well.
Really?
Made their jobs easier because he answered all their questions before they asked them. Hmm. So anyway, he stressed that...
Do you have a new favorite CEO now?
No, I don't know. Again, he stressed that they're not planning to close and they're formally going to make the decision whether or not to close after about 18 months. It's going to continue to run as is, as we've mentioned many times, and I keep stressing that because I know that in about 2 weeks somebody's going to post a
question on the Facebook group.
Is the Mirage under construction? Listen to the podcast, motherfuckers.
What's a podcast?
Yeah, there's a podcast. I also appreciated that Mr. Allen, without naming names, threw a little shade at the Review Journal for the shitty reporting that their business writer has done on the transition. Mm-hmm. He's had some, especially after that last meeting, there was some
misinformation.
Bogus information, yeah. As we mentioned last week. So it was nice that he's like, some of the coverage of this, I don't know how they got it wrong, but yeah, I appreciated seeing that. What else? Let's see. Last week when we discussed this, we said that the Guitar Tower was probably going to be between 500 and 660 feet. Now they're being more specific, saying somewhere between 600 and 700 is what they're shooting for. It's not finalized because they're still working with the county on that, but that would be about the same height as Fontainebleau, mm-hmm. not far away. So that's kind of what we're looking at. It's going to be a big one.
Mm-hmm. Very tall.
One other piece of information that either wasn't mentioned before or that I didn't catch previously was that, and this isn't that interesting, but if you're interested in conference space, the additional conference space they're adding is going to come in the form of a second level. They're going to have a 40,000 square foot ballroom they're going to add above the current conference space. So that'll be something. So other than that, there really wasn't much new. If you want all the details, listen to last week's show. We went through it in detail. Other than the Animal Sanctuary closing and the new Players Club, there's not expected to be significant change at the Mirage in the next 18 months. We will keep you apprised of any additional developments as they occur, but that's the scoop for now. On the other end of a property transition, we have the Bally's to Horseshoe changeover, which has happened. It is now officially Horseshoe Las Vegas. Bally's is no more for the time being. Hmm. And I say that because there's a good chance that at some point Tropicana will become Bally's. But so this is a relatively minor change, even though they went through the name change. It's not going to be nearly what we're going to see at the Mirage when they eventually do start construction. It's still operated by Caesars Entertainment. It's merely a rebrand and a fairly light renovation, paint, carpeting, and signs, and that kind of thing, and restaurants. They're changing some restaurants up, but nothing too jarring. When you walk in there, you'll be like, oh, it looks like Bally's, but beige, because that seems to be their color there.
So how exciting.
It is. So that has happened. It is now Horseshoe. So next time you go there, you can go, oh, I'm at Horseshoe, formerly Bally's.
How many times am I going to say Bally's in the next several months?
Should we get you a little shock collar or something?
No.
I don't know. How often does Bally's come up that you're going to mention?
Not
Bally's?
Very.
Probably not that often. Yeah. Speaking of Bally's, one of the things that we mentioned in October when we were discussing upcoming additions to Grand Bazaar shops was the possible addition of one of those awesome immersive attractions we're speaking of oh so often. The Game of Thrones experience. There was a permit filing way back in September-ish, maybe. I don't know. I haven't been able to find it. I think they scrubbed the name off of it since then. Sometimes that'll happen. They're like, shit, we didn't want that to get out. Anyway, Game of Thrones experience. There was a reference to that on a building permit for what is now Horseshoe. And that attraction has begun some marketing. They have not revealed the location, so I don't know 100% for sure that it's planned for Horseshoe, as it originally seemed to be. But yes, they put out a video on social media, and they have a website now at gotdragonslv.com.
Or gotdragonslv. Gotdragons,
yep. The official name of the attraction is Game of Thrones Dragons Las Vegas.
And?
Not a fan.
No.
I don't care about Game of Thrones.
And you especially hate dragons.
I don't hate dragons. I don't. It's. I'm.
You seem to have a response every time dragons come up.
Because I'm able to easily write off anything that has dragons as being nonsense. Ooh, we're fantastical.
What about Puff the Magic Dragon? Did you watch that in your youth?
I'm okay with a couple dragons. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Pete's Dragon?
Pete's Dragon's all right. But those are cartoon dragons.
How to Train Your Dragon?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so something else that came up this week that may or may not be related, seems like it possibly could be, is a new permit filing for Horseshoe for a $6 million amusement center. The details are very scarce on what they've put through. This is what they're describing. It's labeled as amusement center. Could be almost anything. And the description is for a ride system that will be installed as part of a new attraction being built in the parking lot of the current Caesars Employment Center. So that's at the back of Bally's. They have a big building. I think it used to be their Hi-Li Arena way, way many years ago. And that's been, it's clearly labeled with a god-awful, horrible sign that's way bigger than it needs to be that says Caesars Employment Center.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're planning on putting something in the parking lot there. And I'm guessing it's probably this Game of Thrones thing. We'll see. Time will tell.
Can we go back to the dragons for a minute?
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got on dragons?
Didn't Ronnie James Dio slay a dragon at the end of his show? Are you discounting his entire catalog?
I'm a fan of Ronnie James Dio. No, I'm not. But again, it's nonsense.
Wouldn't you be entertained if you saw Ronnie James
Dio? Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. A little dwarfing man slaying a big animatronic dragon that probably looked like hell because it was the 80s.
Cocaine.
Yeah, so there you go. We'll keep an eye on the Game of Thrones.
Not insinuating that Ronnie James dragons. Was a cocaine taker, just that the 80s were a very popular
But there's a pretty safe, anybody who
Anyone
was in
who
the
was
music,
in a metal band, especially.
I'd say anybody who was in the music industry at all in the 80s, there's probably a pretty good chance that cocaine was an important element of their lives at the time. Just a hunch. Watch any music video from that era.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there we go. Are you excited? You watched Game of Thrones, didn't you, for a while?
No, I read the books. I never watched the series.
That's funny for some reason.
I know. It's not like I read the books. I was too good for the show. No.
I don't have
a
television.
No, it's not like... No, I just never... Like, I don't think we had HBO at that time.
Oh.
And then I heard that it was just like super violent and gory and rapey and don't really, you know, need that. And then like the last couple seasons really went downhill.
Yeah, I know they got slammed a lot. So
I'm like, all right, well, why bother now?
All right, well, good. Then you won't insist on going to this dragons thing when it opens.
I wouldn't have anyway.
Yeah, I know. Not big on the old immersive attractions, are you?
If the right one came along, I probably would. But...
Well, what about what about the Disney Animation Immersive Experience, which we previously discussed? It has an opening date now.
Yay.
That is going to be at Crystals in the same facility that has, I believe, the Virtual Van Gogh thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Lighthouse Art Space. It is opening on March 30th. Tickets are now available at DisneyImmersive.com. That's in a bunch of cities, or it's coming to a bunch of cities, not just Las Vegas. Tickets, although they have a couple, depending on the time that you choose, it'll say like $35 or $45. There's a difference depending on the time of day. But then when you click through and it has all the fees and shit like that, it's really, if you're going to a $35 show, it's going to be about $50.
Okay.
So that's what you're looking at. And then there are add-ons. There's all this like VIP shit and collectible stuff and... They're going to try to squeeze as much money, which they'll do successfully because Disney people are a little cuckoo, you know. Anything with a goddamn Disney logo on it. But have fun. Report on it. We'd love to hear how it is. You can stand in a room with a bunch of animated shit on the walls. Sounds like a great time.
Are you supposed to feel like you're in part of an animated
I don't know.
Movie or something?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't gone to any of these. I should probably go to one just to experience so I can rip on it knowledgeably instead of just out of my... You're really eager. You're like, okay, we'll go.
I just want to... I just want to see you experience it.
Just hear me just looking around going, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's how you'd get me to go, is having you go, and then you would be my entertainment.
Disney doesn't really do it for me. If there was one I was remotely interested in,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe we'll see what's at that place over by Area 15 where they have a whole separate structure for their projection, whatever this shit is called. So there you go. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention too. The Proper Eats Food Hall at Aria opens tomorrow as well.
Oh, cool.
So that's coming along. I saw some pictures on VegasChanges.com if you're interested in checking that out. Something I'm curious about still.
Yes.
That whole thing where they have easy donuts, but yes, it says speakeasy if you look really carefully at it. There's a picture of it. It's just like a little donut counter. It doesn't even look like it's hidden away. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing with the whole... We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're supposed to be a speakeasy. Maybe it's behind the donut stand. That would make sense. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to trying some of the food that they have there. That'll be a good addition to Aria, I think.
I agree.
All right. So that's about it. It's a light week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep it tidy this week as we coast in to Christmas here with our Christmas Jubilee podcast that you enjoy. You're waiting, aren't you?
I'm waiting.
Is that a request? Is that not a request?
I am Siegfried. And I'm Roy. Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season.
And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
You'd think that I would have had that during the Hard Rock Mirage segment, but I didn't.
I was expecting you to play it a few more times, to be
honest. You'd think during the Christmas Jubilee that I would pull that out a ton of times, but
yeah.
I'm able to show some restraint once in a while. Hmm. We have some karma donations.
I think you don't enjoy it as much now that I don't.
There's something to that.
I'm starting to accept it into my heart.
I knew that if I continued to use it,
you'd wear me down.
No, it's not wearing you down. It's just that you'd come to love it.
Hmm.
You'd miss it if it wasn't here. I think you look forward to it now. I could start playing it around the house just on a random basis if you'd like.
That's not... No.
I'll have it queued up on my phone, so at any given time I could just...
No, it's seasonal.
Leave you voicemail messages with it.
Is that your ringtone for me?
Yeah, it should be. All right. We do have some karma donations this week before we get out of here. Lori, she is in Las Vegas. She didn't leave a note for her karma donation, but I know that she's in Las Vegas with her husband, Corey, and they have been having fun.
Yay.
I saw an update on the Facebook group. I believe they're splitting their time between Cosmo and Circa, perhaps.
Nice.
Anyway, have a great time. Good luck to you. Thank you for the support of the show. Dan with a karma donation. There was no note on that one either, but good luck to you and happy holidays, Dan. Our buddy Donnie Mack with a karma donation, heading back to Las Vegas for the New Year's Spectacular. Going to be staying downtown. Going to be checking out a couple of the bands that are playing there. Bush. I'm not a big Bush fan. Not a band. They always struck me as a... I know. They always struck me as a band that was a tad too derivative of Nirvana and Pearl Jam. I don't know. They didn't do much for me. But the Struts have been added to that lineup, and I love the Struts.
They're great.
We saw them quite a while ago. I don't even think their album was out. I think they just had an EP out here, and they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
So have a great time seeing them. Planning on going to Resorts World for the first time and hanging out with his buddies at Mega Bar and Long Bar, and hopefully he hits those bar top royal flushes like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really work out so well during his October trip, but
he's due.
I foresee he's going to... Here's my prediction. He's going to end the year with a bang, get a royal flush before closing out the year, and then
start the year with a bang.
January 1st, more are coming for him. So that's my prediction for you, Donnie Mack. And he said, "Have a happy holiday season with all of your dreams coming true." Thank you, I appreciate that. Oh, it didn't work. I tried to play it again, and it didn't queue up. I think that's the universe trying to tell me not to use it anymore. Okay, finally, Kendall, heading back to celebrate our wedding anniversary, our first trip since 2019. Trip is coming up January 13th through 16th at Venetian. Excited to see all the changes. Here's to a great roll at tables. Love the podcast. Hey, have a great anniversary. Have a great return trip. I bet it'll be extra awesome because it has been a while since you've been there, mm-hmm. and you probably missed the hell out of it. So enjoy every minute of it. And thank you for supporting the podcast. Anything else that you would like to discuss before we wrap up our very short but very festive Christmas Jubilee?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, we wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy anything that you might celebrate this month. And we're probably going to take next week off because it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And unless something major occurs, which it probably won't, that we really need to discuss. And then we'll be back. We'll have to come up with some New Year's wishes one of these days.
Oh, that's right. It's we that always time, do that isn't
beginning
it?
For our big New Year's Jubilee podcast. Are you enjoying the Jubilees?
Sure. It's no Platy Jubes.
What is? All right, 500bymidnight.com is our website. If you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, feel free to send them our way at 500@gmail.com. We do have a voicemail line. We always love to hear from you. I know we've got some voicemails waiting for us. We'll get to those in the new year. Please join them with your updates, reviews, trip reports, etc. at 702-866-9494. We would love to hear from you. That's going to do it for this week. And for, let's see, would it be for this year too? We'll probably have our next show right before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, join us again in a couple weeks. And until then.
I am Siegfried. And I'm Roy. Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season. And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.